After taking an early approval step forward at council, a large development proposed for Bailey Street has inched toward becoming a reality, but several steps still remain. At a July 4 regular business meeting, the District of Squamish Council members heard an updated report about the Bailey Street development dubbed The Village. The developer, Lavik Scott Architects Limited, is seeking to rezone 5 parcels of land at 1331, 1251 and part of 1100 Bailey Street and 38261 Cleveland Avenue to a comprehensive development zone, CD107, and a western edge portion to an ecological reserve, P4. This area includes the current RE, Max office and stretches west down Bailey Street toward the Parkhouse residential building. Council members unanimously approved the first reading of this project, with numerous items to be resolved before the second reading. There are 3 readings and final adoption before a project is officially passed. This is a complicated site with a number of complexities, Count. John French summarized, "While I kind of wish we were moving a little quicker on this because we need the housing, I recognize that there are some important things for us to get really clear on." The outstanding items focus on the design of the 3rd Avenue Road extension connecting Bailey Street and Buckley Avenue, intersection improvement at Cleveland Avenue and Bailey Street, traffic assessment approval, flood modeling and environmental review approval, CN Rail compliance, and addressing some Squamish Community Housing Society feedback. "I am not expecting this to come back to council or to the public until the end of this year," responded District Planner Carrie Hamilton. Later, Mayor Armand Herford commented that he hoped they could get it on a future council agenda as soon as possible. 2 significant changes from the last time the project was brought forward to council in May are that the hybrid theater would now have 325 seats compared to about 200 proposed before, and 149 childcare spaces would be added to the childcare center. The staff report says the hybrid theater is meant to offer both commercial cinema uses and a community event theater space. Affordable homeownership model. The majority of the council meeting centered on a discussion of the residential units, overall development phasing, and parking. The whole project is split into 3 sections: Lot A, Lot B and Lot C. Across the whole project, 224 residential units are proposed and about 9,000 square meters of commercial space. A total of 23 units are proposed as an affordable home ownership model and 33 as market rental. In a letter from a partner on the project, the president of Squamish Real Estate Developments Limited, Ann Chason, wrote that the aim of the affordable homeownership model is to allow qualified locals to purchase a unit at 20% below market value. "It's what helps people stabilize their long-term plans because eventually, they sell it, and get their money back, instead of just throwing the rent away," Chason told the Squamish chief in a follow-up interview. "Then they buy in the market, and another person moves into the below market." However, council members seemed conflicted about the model. Councillors French and Lauren Greenlaw acknowledged the potential challenges ahead with the model but believed, ultimately, it was a worthwhile pursuit. "I'm hopeful that we can do the heavy lift of contemplating homeownership as part of our affordable housing model, as homeownership is an important part of financial stability, especially in marginalized communities," said Greenlaw. Herford and councillors Jenna Stoner and Chris Pittingle were more on the fence about the prospect, given the Squamish Community Housing Society is relatively new, plus the immediate need for affordable rental apartments. However, that did not entirely dissuade Herford from ruling out the model, saying he would look to the society for input. "I'm an eternal optimist, which seems to be helpful in this role," he said. Chason later said there's still time for the housing society to make the affordable homeownership model work, saying it would be about 3 years before the units would be ready. Phasing of the development. The proposed phasing develops the property from the west to east end, Lot C, then Lot B, then Lot A. Lot A contains the bulk of the commercial space, an estimated 8,670 square meters. It includes the hybrid theater, childcare and 33 residential units, which Chason explained would be meant to house the staff of the commercial spaces. The main reason for the proposed phasing is to minimize the impact of construction noise on the use of the theater and childcare. However, Cown. Andrew Hamilton hoped they could rearrange the phasing since Lot A would have these associated amenities. Similarly, Pettingle said it aligns most with the district's goals to match new residential dwellings with employment. We have the same concerns that some of the biggest amenities associated with this project are at the very end of the development process, said Jonas Veleniskis, senior director of community development with the district. But, Veleniskis said the Muni has the ability to seek financial security at adoption or the beginning of the development process to secure the cash required for the amenities. Hamilton ultimately suggested the proponent consider developing Lot B, then Lot A, then Lot C. Parking associated with the project. Lastly, the project as a whole exceeds the number of required parking spots, some of which are accomplished by a four-level parkade in Lot A that is estimated to be 10.5 meters in height. Hamilton opted for the developer to consider a height increase to maximize a parkade, considering the project would cover a chunk of land that is being used for free parking for nearby dwellings. On the opposite end of the spectrum, Pettingle largely believed there was too much parking associated with the project but acknowledged he was likely in the minority with that thinking. Other council members felt relatively comfortable with the parking, as shown, with French saying it hit a sweet spot for him. Stoner said she'd entertain an extra story in the parkade, but wouldn't push for it and also sought clarity on the number of public parking stalls come the second reading. Greenlaw summarized the parking challenges. What we're experiencing as a community is a lag between infrastructure moving towards reducing dependency on cars, but we don't have the crucial infrastructure, effectively regional transit, she said. So what we've done is created a system where a lot of households require more than one car to access resources. From my perspective, I think maximizing a parkade is beneficial, she continued. View this portion of the July 4th council meeting on the district's YouTube page or view the report from council's agenda on the district's website.